from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
They're not, and this is who you're going to battle with. We'll see if it's enough. The state of the West, Donnie.
Yeah.
I keep running this in the ground. I mean,
you
like
can't.
It's a bear.
Yeah. Oh, we got Sam?
Sam!
All right, all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Joining us right now, Sam Amick, senior NBA writer for The Athletic. Sam, you've been writing great stuff during free agency, and really appreciate you jumping on, man.
Thank you, Steiny. Thank you, Guru. How are you, gentlemen?
All right, we're doing well. I want to address just kind of you talk to Steph and you kind of, you know, to me, we're the first guy to start asking him about what he's thinking about the future. What was your sense about where he thinks the Warriors are right now and how satisfied he is here and what he expects moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, I honestly don't even know, guys, if I don't think he has the answer to that question. It seemed to me that he was in, you know, processing mode. Things have been moving quickly the past week or so. And admittedly, like, I enjoyed our conversation a lot, and I was hyper-focused on the Clay component, because to give quick context, we had done this small group media session at the Bellagio Hotel with probably 8 or 9 reporters where Steph took part in that. So he gets asked about Clay, but he just didn't say a lot. It was like one answer and somebody moves on to the next topic.
Mm-hmm.
I end up catching him in the hallway and to be honest, kind of being like, listen, I'm going to need to hear a little more about Clay because you guys have been through so much together. So we go down that road. But what did strike me for sure was at there's a point, as you see in the conversation, where, you know, he talks about how it's emotional because he's the first one of the three of us to go. And it didn't, and Sonny, you know this, like, it didn't, like, when you're sometimes doing an interview and stuff doesn't hit you the way it does later,
yeah.
It wasn't really till later where I realized, like, oh boy, like, the way he framed that was, like, he's the first, and, you know, to be determined if there are more to come. And those are some of the natural questions now. You know, he obviously wants to contend for titles and is not looking to, like you said, kind of ride off into the sunset here. So I think they're just kind of navigating it at the moment.
Yeah, great stuff as always. And I got to tell you, Sam, Steph also said, you know what, things change in this league quickly. And that didn't sit well for me and Warrior fans. Like, you know, to put that out there, you could take that a whole lot of ways. My question to you, Sam, is you saw the Kings add DeMar DeRozan. I thought that was great. With the Warrior moves with Slow-Mo Melton and Buddy Hield, I'm worried. Where are you at? What are your thoughts on this Warrior team now is currently constructed, coming off a season, Sam, with no playoffs?
You know, I mean, they're an interesting team. I think they're, you know, if you're handicapping things, this is not what Warriors fans want to hear. But, like, you know, everybody I talk to out here in Vegas is like, they're going to be a play-in territory team, you know, pushing for a playoff spot in the mix, but not perceived as contenders. You know, I like some of the pickups that they had. I think one thing that hasn't been talked about probably enough this summer that has, you know, basketball ramifications, but also is related to the Klay stuff, is that, you know, Klay's departure was a kind of a combination of a million factors, right? But Brandon Pajemski's part in the Warriors program is extremely important. And he's obviously out here in Vegas right now as part of the select team, you know, and just that idea that, like, this young guy came along and was good enough quickly enough that I think he actually applied some pressure to Klay's situation and played a small part in the basketball dynamics there. And the point being, as far as how I feel about the team, is that, you know, it's guys like Brandon that, you know, and you know, Trayce Jackson-Davis, guys like that, that have got to get better. And then we'll see what they have. And then the new piece is trying to fit in. You know, at this point, the only known commodities really are Steph and Draymond. And from there, it's going to be a chemistry test.
Sam Amick, senior writer from The Athletic, joining us on the River Islands guest line. Steph Curry is eligible on August 6th for an extension. It's going to be 3 years since he got the five-year deal, which means he's eligible to get one more year in 26-27 for $63 million. What do you think he wants to do? I mean, I got to believe a guy at 36 who's got an opportunity to make 63 when he's 38, 39, wouldn't he just want to get extended?
I would imagine that would be the case. That's not a question that I asked him. But logically, Tiny, I would agree with you because it doesn't, I mean, he knows that because you're Steph Curry within this Warriors ecosystem, there's not that sense, I don't think, of, well, if I sign this, things fall apart and I don't want to be here, then I'm stuck. Like the Warriors, you know, if that day does come, I think they would do right by him. Now, does he see it that way? I don't know. But you're right. It's a whole lot of cash for a guy that, you know, that at that age would probably be well advised to grab it. But I don't know. I think, you know, that timeline is going to kind of apply pressure here and make it interesting to watch because that's right around the corner.
Let me ask you a hypothetical, Sam, and that is this. Yeah. If, you know, right now Steph's got 2 years left. Obviously, the trading deadline, if something crazy were to happen, he'd have essentially a year and a quarter left with that team. Do you think he'd be any more or less valuable with two-plus years left on his deal in a trade as opposed to one-plus year remaining in a trade? Is he worth more as an asset one way or the other?
I mean, to me, at this level, I would say two, because you're bringing Steph Curry to town, you know, to really build something.
Right.
And the way that, you know, the numbers keep skyrocketing within the league, that team that's getting them, I don't think is looking to have to negotiate a new deal at a steeper price a couple years down the road. You know, he could thank LeBron to a small degree for this new reality where these all-time greats are just absolutely, you know, breaking the mold when it comes to playing elite basketball at a late age. And Steph looks like he's on track to do his own version of what LeBron is doing now. So, you know, with all that in mind, I think the team coming to get him would want him for as long as possible.
Sam, I'm going to hit you with a doubleheader here. You know, they tried for Paul George. They didn't get him. And there's conflicting reports if Kuminga was actually included in one of the packages. But talking about J.K., his draft class is getting broken off. Cade Cunningham got 5 for $224. Barnes got paid. We saw Wagner. And he's eligible, J.K., this summer for an extension. Where do you think the Warriors do that? What do you think's going on there?
I mean, given the way the pieces on the chessboard have shifted this summer, you know, to me, it would be in the territory of yes, they should get something done. I don't know exactly how they see it, but, you know, Klay's departure, the developments, things like that, I mean, all that does is make Kuminga more of a priority, obviously, unless you're going to do something like a Paul George deal where you end up having to give him up. But, you know, that list of Warriors assets and things to be excited about is not as long as it was before, and Kuminga's part of that. So, you know, if you're going to not get it done and have another player who's wondering, you know, how you see him in the scope of your future, then that's probably not the direction you want to go. Mm.
Sam Amick joining us on the River Islands guest line. He's a senior NBA writer for The Athletic. Let me ask you this, Sam. What team, as of right now, since the end of the season in the West, do you think got better? And then give me a team that you think got worse.
Man, gee, well, this is not like top of the list, but I'm kind of excited for the Spurs. It's nuanced stuff, you know what I mean? I mean, Chris Paul, if he can stay healthy, that's always the thing with Chris. But, like, just, you know, them getting a few pieces, you know, even Harrison Barnes, who it sounds like not a real sexy move, but you had a team that was full of guys that probably should be in the G League last year, and that obviously kind of put a ceiling on what Victor Wembanyama could accomplish collectively with that team. So, you know, they're kind of inching along to be a team that should win more games and should be fun. And we'll see Vic kind of stage two of his career. I don't know why I'm drawing a blank on who got better. I mean, as far as teams that went backwards, the Clippers thing is brutal. It's another second apron casualty that the Warriors can relate to when it comes to this new CBA life. They just didn't get better. And, you know, I understand the logic behind what they did, but now you're going to have a pretty old James Harden with a not as old but always frail Kawhi Leonard, and a culture, I think, that a lot of what happened with them this summer was a negative reflection of their inability to have, you know, like a real substance culture-wise that guys wanted to be a part of. So that one, I think, was definitely on the downside.
Sam, we had a Warriors summit at Fremont Bank yesterday. The fans were in the house, a great time. And the one thing all the hosts and the fans agreed upon was nobody knows what's going on with one Andrew Wiggins. And the facts are the facts. If this is the team in the roster, somebody needs to crack that code and get the 2022 Wiggins back. Do you think his value around the league is to the point to where nobody's sniffing?
Yeah, I think so. It's just, life comes at you fast, not even trying to be, you know, smart Alex, but it's like, that's how it feels with Andrew. You had your window, and to his credit, he did, you know, a great job helping lead that team to that 2022 title. But it feels like that ship has sailed, and you know, Andrew's always been such a good guy, but competitively and just professionally, he's not shown much in the last 18 months to convince anybody that there's a renaissance coming. Wow. So that sort of spirit, you know, that's going to dampen the market quite a bit. As a side note, I went to Team Canada's practice last night here in Vegas, and, you know, obviously he's not a part of that group, which is a reflection of the Warriors really needing him to be healthy and how important he is. So maybe I'll be wrong. You know, he did kind of prove a lot of people wrong a couple of years ago, but as far as the market goes, no, I mean, you're selling incredibly low on that front.
Real quick, Sam, before I let you go, can you shed any light on the Wiggins situation with Canada? Did he want to play? Did the Warriors say no to him? That would seem strange. With they can say no to Wiggins but not Curry. I'm just, it's been kind of vague, and I hope I'm not putting you on the spot, but I wonder if you could add any more info to that.
No, I mean, to be honest, Tiny, I'm not holding back anything there. I don't have clarity. I mean, the first thought would just be, I mean, you know, Steph is Steph and Wiggins is Wiggins. So first of all, right, Steph's going to do whatever he wants to do. Especially at this point when you're saying goodbye to some of his old buddies and things are uncertain. But it would make sense to me. You know, it's a dance that every team has to do with its stars. Like, honestly, I think the Lakers probably would prefer that LeBron's not playing. I think the Clippers would probably prefer that Kawhi's not playing, but you know, those again are superstars. Andrew is not, and so I think the organization probably has a little more sway in that kind of situation.
Appreciate it. Hey Sam, thank you so much, man. As always, we're on top of everything you've written and you're gonna write. I know you're down in Vegas. Thanks for your time, my man.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
All right, that's Sam Amick, and all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, in Lathrop?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.